T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Liz from Carlisle.
Hey. Yo.
Hello.
Good morning, Liz. Taking your son to breakfast, and then he's going to meet his teacher at school.
Ooh, at school?
Yeah.
What a concept.
Well, I know, exactly. He's doing remote, but he's like meeting with his teacher just to get, you know.
Yeah, I've heard some people are, some teachers are doing that. Even
You can meet and say hi.
That's really nice.
In person.
Yeah, because normally, like, with my son's school, they do a big thing before school starts where you can come in and meet the teacher.
Like orientation of sorts.
Yeah. How old is your son? What's his name?
His name is Jimmy, and he's going into eighth grade.
What's up, Jimmy?
He says hi. Yeah. He's like, whatever.
I'm in eighth grade. Please don't
Mom,
speak to
quit
me.
Embarrassing me.
Thought we were going to IHOP. Yeah, I didn't sign up for this.
All right. Liz, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. If you tie, you lose. Sorry, just something broke on my equipment. I'm trying to fix it. Buttons
awesome.
Are falling off. Okay, I got it. Here we go. Question number one. There's going to be a recreation of Golden Girls with an all-black cast, and some big names are involved, including Tracee Ellis Ross, Sanaa Lathan. Is that right?
Sanaa Lathan.
Yep, Lathan. Regina King. For the record, it isn't a TV show, but some sort of collaboration with Zoom. Where do the Golden Girls live?
Florida.
Which city? Do you remember that?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
It's the biggest one.
I mean, Orlando? I don't know.
Question number two. 54 years ago today, 1966, Star Trek premiered on TV. It starred William Shatner as Captain Kirk and the late, great Leonard Nimoy as which character?
Spock.
Question number three. Swedish DJ Avicii would have been 31 today. Can you name his biggest song?
Oh, God.
Come on, Jimmy. Help
me
out.
No. I know.
That's
no.
A tough one. All right, question number four. Anna Faris is leaving the sitcom Mom after 7 seasons to pursue new opportunities. She will not be recast. Who is the Oscar-winning actress that plays her mother on the show?
Oh, yeah, I can totally see your face.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, man. Question number 5. Folklore by Taylor Swift is number 1 for the 6th straight week. That gives her 46 total weeks with a number 1 album over her career, tying which female artist for the record? Do you think it's Madonna, Mariah, or Whitney?
Oh, brother. Mariah.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Oh, wrong one. Here
Kennedy!
We go.
Kennedy!
Dan coming in hot with the questions.
They're good ones.
On a re-entry Tuesday.
Hard.
These were tough. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Liz got 1 out of 5.
Sooch.
Short week, Sooch. Here
Sorry.
We go.
Short week, right.
God, just keep reminding yourself as you're starting your Tuesday. Short week. These are tough. Kennedy, are you ready?
Yeah.
There's going to be a recreation of Golden Girls with an all-black cast. Now, for the record, it isn't a TV show, but some sort of collaboration with Zoom. Where did the Golden Girls live?
California?
They lived in Miami, Kennedy.
Oh, of course. Oh,
0-0, question number two. 54 years ago today in 1966, Star Trek premiered on TV. It starred William Shatner as Captain Kirk and the late, great Leonard Nimoy as which character?
Mr. Spock.
Live long and...
prosper.
Yes. Tie to one. Question number three. Swedish DJ Avicii would have been 31 today. What is his biggest hit?
Don't Wake Me Up.
What's it called?
Don't Wake Me Up Till It's All Over. When I'm wise and grow something.
Wiser and older, but that's okay.
Wake Me Up is the correct answer. I'm sorry, Kennedy.
That was like when they cut the music and you realize you're getting all the lyrics wrong.
Yep.
Still tied to one. Question number four. Anna Faris is leaving the sitcom Mom after 7 seasons to pursue new opportunities and will not be recast. Who is the Oscar-winning actress that plays her mother on
Allison
the show?
Allison Janney. That is just a really weird thing to me.
That she's what? Just stepping out?
That she's stepping out. I mean, it's her show.
She
wrote, it's her show. She wrote it. Like,
I wonder what happened.
I don't know. Pursuing other things usually means I don't know what. But.
Drama.
All right. Yeah. All right. 2-1 question number five. Folklore by Taylor Swift is number one for a 6th straight week. It gives her 46 total weeks at number one over her career with an album, tying which female artist for the record? Madonna, Mariah, or Whitney?
It was Whitney.
It was, in fact, Whitney. Nice job, Kennedy. Look at you. All right, 3-1 is the final score. I'm sorry, Liz, you don't get the cash. We appreciate you listening this morning, and make sure Jimmy has a fantastic breakfast. Take that kid to IHOP.
Enjoy your pancakes.
Right? All right.
All right, what do you want to say before you go?
My name is Liz from Carlisle, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Elizabeth from Billerica.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Good morning.
Elizabeth's having a very exciting time in her life.
Yeah.
Just had her offer accepted to buy a lake house.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Yay. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Well, it's a lake tiny house, the cottage. It's just a share.
Would
but
you
it's
stop?
Very exciting.
Do not discount what you've just done. All right?
Thank you.
There you go.
$100 to get you some pool floaties.
Right? You know what's better than a lake house, right? A friend with a lake house. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Elizabeth?
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Bye.
Oh, Kennedy. Yeah, you got to go. Bye-bye.
Peace out. Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. Elizabeth, you get more right than Kennedy. We will give you that $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy has now stepped into that soundproof booth. I've lost track keeping up with the score. I think she's got 3,677 wins and 283 losses. She's on a little bit of a roll.
Woo!
Question number one, LeBron James says his kids will not visit him in the NBA bubble in Orlando because there's nothing to do.
So good.
LeBron James is one of the main contenders for this year's MVP of the NBA. What does MVP stand for?
Most valuable player.
Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod celebrated Labor Day weekend with adorable family photos. You know, white tees and jeans, right?
It's just so typical. I love it. They're like in a tree.
True or false? J-Lo and A-Rod are married.
False. They're just engaged.
Question number three. Big Sean opened up about how much he learned about his mental health while making his latest album. Big Sean is one of the exes Ariana Grande mentions in her hit song from last year. Name that song.
Thank you, next.
Question number four. Zac Efron was spotted out in Australia with his new rumored girlfriend, Vanessa Valadres.
She's a model. I tried looking her up.
Mm-hmm. Zac Efron used to date his High School Musical co-star with the same first name. Who is she?
Vanessa Hudgens.
Question number five. Jeopardy is set to come back next Monday, September 14th. For new episodes, Alex Trebek will be distanced safely from contestants as the host battles stage 4 pancreatic cancer. When did Alex start hosting Jeopardy? 1980, 1982, or 1984?
1980.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Elizabeth. Bringing the heat.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right, Tim.
Kennedy, Elizabeth got 4
oh!
out of 5 right.
All right.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Question number 1. LeBron James said his kids will not visit him in the NBA bubble because there's nothing to do.
Love them. And it's a bubble. But anyway, go on.
You're in a bubble at Disney, though, man. Can't you
they
go
don't
ride?
Care.
You're
not
literally
Dad.
At Disney World.
Dad, can't go
you're
ride
fine.
Dumbo?
What Dad, we're good here. Thanks, so. I don't think you can get out of the hotel and go to Disney.
LeBron James is one of the main contenders for this year's MVP of the NBA. What does MVP stand for?
Most valuable player.
Most ballinest player.
Well, that would not be a B.
What? What is that song on the MVP, the most ballinest player?
I don't know. I think you made that up.
No, that's
Yeah, that's an old school hip
hop. Ballinest player, MVP, used to call me the mayor. It's Jermaine Dupri.
Oh, Dan.
Thank
Whoa.
You, Dan.
I think we've come up with a new game.
Monday night, gentlemen's club.
Tuesday night.
Yeah. All in the velvet room.
Right.
This is a new game waiting to happen.
All right. Question number 2. J-Lo and A-Rod celebrated Labor Day weekend together with adorable family photos. Just the white tees and jeans, Kennedy.
No.
True or false, J-Lo and A-Rod are married.
False.
They are engaged. Tied at 2. Big Sean opened up about how much he learned about his mental health while making his latest album. Big Sean is one of the exes Ariana Grande mentions in her hit song from last year. Name that song.
Thank you, next.
High to 3.
Watching the wheels turn on that one.
And he wouldn't even look at me.
No.
Zac Efron was spotted out and about in Australia with his new rumored girlfriend. Her name is Vanessa something. Zac Efron used to date his High School Musical co-star with the same first name. Who is she?
Vanessa Hudgens.
Vanessa Ann Hudgens is correct. Tied at 4. Question number 5. Jeopardy is set to come back next Monday, the 14th, for new episodes.
Yay.
Alex Trebek will be distanced safely from the contestants as the host battles stage 4 pancreatic cancer. When did Alex Trebek start hosting Jeopardy? 1980, 1982, or 1984?
84?
Just like Bowling for Soup sang about, Kennedy. Nice job.
1985.
Yeah. So close.
So close.
Almost.
Again, a new game has blossomed.
All right, I'm sorry, Elizabeth, you don't get the win. Kennedy got all 5 right. We appreciate you playing. And congratulations again on the Lake House.
Thank you so much. I'm Elizabeth from Billerica. I can't beat Kennedy, but I sure do love her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.